This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
South Korea's president on Friday pardoned Jae Lee, Samsung's electronics de facto leader, who served 18 months in prison after being convicted of bribery and embezzlement. The pardon will allow Lee to lead the company again.
Faithful adherence to the rule of law is the bedrock principle of the Justice Department and of our democracy. Upholding the rule of law means applying the law evenly, without fear or favor.
Attorney General Merrick Garland on Thursday working damage control after accusations of a weaponized FBI against their political opponents surfaced Monday. Former President Trump said late Thursday the warrant authorizing the FBI to search his Mar-a-Lago residence in Florida should be publicly released. The problem, many legal experts believe, is that Mr. Garland will not release the probable cause portion of the warrant. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The Washington, D.C. mayor pleads again for the National Guard to help with the influx of illegal immigrants at the nation's capital.
Muriel Bowser wrote a letter to Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin requesting for the second time that 150 D.C. National Guard members be deployed to the nation's capital to assist with the arrival of migrants. Thousands of migrants, some of whom have been bused from Texas and Arizona, have arrived in Washington, D.C. in recent months. Bowser's requested activation of the National Guard last month, but the Pentagon denied her on August 5th. In the new letter, Bowser clarified that the city would only need the National Guard for, quote, logistical support for a period of 90 days, at which point the situation could be reassessed. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
TGIF, my friend. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
With the FBI covering up Russiagate against President Trump, the abuse of power allegations against FBI Director Merrick Garland, one can't help but wonder how legitimate or illegitimate is the made-for-TV January 6 commission. The D.C. legal system for former Rocky Mountain Police Sergeant Thomas Robertson was severe. District Judge Christopher Cooper sentenced him to 7 years and 3 months in prison for entering the Capitol building with a stick. Republican Representative Brian Babin from Texas on Newsmax says he met with President Trump at his Bedminster golf course in New Jersey this week. Still no official word on President Trump's plans for 2024.
I learned that we've still got a feisty former president that is ready to defend himself and defend America. He was energized. He was fired up. This is a man who is very greatly disturbed by what's going on in America today since he lost and vacated the White House, and I think that the Democrats, well, they're have an all-out assault on President Trump. They fear him, they hate him, they're going to try to destroy him in any way they can, and I think everything, we've seen it for 5.5 years, Well, I can tell you he's not a happy camper about what happened to him. And again, he's very concerned about the direction of America under the Biden administration and the radical Democrats.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and we've got John Fleetwood, the managing editor for American Faith, joining us now. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, doing fantastic. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Always good to have you along with us here as you're staying on top of all the headline news that comes at us nonstop. And, of course, all eyes still remain regarding the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago, even though, the sentiment now is, whether it's the press secretary for the White House or others on the left, you know, they don't want to call it a raid. You know, they're real sensitive about raid. But they didn't have any problems, calling it an insurrection, right? If you get to determine what the language is, I guess you can make up your own words or, decide, okay, what is valid to say? And if you hurt their feelings, then all of a sudden it's labeled as misinformation, right?
Yeah. And, as I'm thinking about this, I'm pro-Trump in 99% of his policy. You know me, Bill.
Yes.
I wasn't a fan of Operation Warp Speed, not a fan of the vaccines. However, 99% of the time, he's a nationalist. He wants to protect this country. He's going to fight the globalists. So what I'm seeing with this raid, here's what I've been thinking about, Bill. You got to tell me what you think about this. I'm thinking about the people that are on the fence about Trump, especially people on the right. I want people to imagine that they're in, by some crazy set of circumstances, they're now in a fight for their life. Literally, like a Coliseum style, boom, you're in like a Coliseum. It's you versus this other man. Okay. And it's a fight to the death. Somebody's going to die. Somebody's going to live. However, you get to pick a teammate. Your opponent doesn't. You get to pick a teammate. I want you to think about these different teammates that you could pick. Teammate A. Teammate A makes your opponent laugh. Your opponent says, teammate A, bring him on. I want to fight this guy. Mm-hmm. Well, what about teammate B? Teammate B also makes your opponent laugh. Says, you know what? And he yawns when he looks at teammate B. This guy, bring him on. I'll take you both on, your opponent says. But what about teammate C? Teammate C strikes the fear of God in the heart of your opponent. Your opponent starts sweating. Your opponent starts shaking. Your opponent starts making claims about connections to Russia. Your opponent starts getting the FBI, doing all these raids on your house, and says, I don't want to fight this guy. I don't want to fight teammate C. Mm-hmm. Which of those options of teammates are you going to pick? You're going to pick C. Because you want the guy who strikes the fear of God in the heart of your opponent. Because if you know your enemy, you know your opponent doesn't want to fight C, you're like, I want C on my team. Mm-hmm. We in America, we're in a fight for our life. You look at the border, you look at the economy, you look at how the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, they've gotten their tentacles of this great reset, this woke stuff. We are in a fight for our life right now. Mm-hmm. And the globalists are terrified of Donald Trump. They've got to throw Russia collusion at him. They've got to do a Jan 6 committee. They do this FBI raid because they don't want to fight him. The person that I want on my team is the one who puts the fear of God in the heart of my opponent. And they know this. I mean, I was even reading Daily Beast, Bill, and you know that, you know, they're a leftist rag, and they've got a headline. So they're on the left, and they've got a headline that says Trump 2025 plan would bring in Jan 6 allies, gut everyone else if he is reelected. Axios reports. Here's what they say. Donald Trump. So this is coming from the left. Donald Trump would fire tens of thousands of civil servants and bring his key Jan 6 allies to the White House and cabinet in a move that would fundamentally redesign the government. Does anybody want the government redesigned right now? I do. To suit his agenda if he is elected to a second term, according to a new report. And listen to this, Bill. It says, and this is from the left. They're saying, after speaking with close allies of the former president, Axios reports Trump would purge staff and the Justice Department, yes, please, State Department, yes, please, and Pentagon, yes, please, in his early days back in the Oval Office in 2025. The outlet's investigation says the plan would be based around an executive order called Schedule F, which was secretly developed and then publicly launched in October 2020 before being rescinded by President Biden. So right now you look at Biden, and he's hiring – what was it? Was it 87,000
new IRS agents?
And if this bill passes, Bill, as you know,
exactly.
They're
I know that's
and they're not.
Yeah, you got to be. Okay. You're going to be armed, and you got to be willing to use lethal force to be an IRS agent. I mean, what part of a finance class do you take in college that teaches you how to use a gun and use lethal force against your fellow citizens?
They know. Even the left knows. They know they're going to get a red wave with these primaries right now. They know they're going to get a red wave in the elections coming up right now, the midterm elections. They know that Trump's going to come in and he's already got a plan to gut the government. In other words, to drain the swamp. And it terrifies them to where even these leftist organizations are talking about it and putting up, you know, warning flags for their side because they know it's going to happen. That's the guy I want as president. And now after this raid, I'm surprised Trump didn't announce, but he's more motivated than ever. Mm-hmm. He's like a pit bull. He's like Muhammad Ali. He's like Mike Tyson. He, who wouldn't want this guy on their side fighting for them? So for me, Bill, and you got to tell me what you think, but I think for people on the right who are on the fence about, well, Trump or not Trump, it's like, this is a done deal. I want that guy on my team.
Exactly. Well, the deal is also, and you're not even, you know, emphasizing this aspect. How about a guy that just does the job? That produces,
yes.
That gets you, you know, that secures the border, that, you know, gives you energy independence to where you're paying, you know, $2 for a gasoline, not $7 for a gallon of gas, where internationally you're respected again, where you've got peace accords in the Middle East. We had five Arab nations coming to the table to sign a peace agreement with Israel. That goes by the wayside. I mean, look at America's responsibility. When it went into covenant with God, and I believe this, John, to be the case, was that we were to be, as John Whitworth wrote about, said that we're to be that shining, you know, shining city on a hill, that we were to be an example of God's grace, God's mercy, an extension of and co-labor with God for righteousness. And when America was doing that, it went well. And even look at 246 years, how this country has been blessed. I mean, the arrogance of the elites and the leadership of this world who says, hey, we'll take it from here. You know, God, we don't need you. I mean, the Democrats took God out of their party platform. This is why the Democratic Party has become so evil and so radical. I mean, at the very core, without God, this is what happens to the Democratic Party. We've got more from John Fleetwood. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Nineteen minutes.
minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. John Fleetwood, managing editor for American Faith, continues with us. John, as you were saying, and you laid it out here, you know, those Americans who find themselves on the fence, which amazes me, because I think there's such a clear choice between, you know, Joe Biden and Donald Trump. And we had that clear choice going into the election of 2020, because we know, based on 8 years of Biden-Obama, what Biden was going to do. Not to mention, I mean, and this is the thing you can always observe. I always say there is that element of self-indictment that comes in. All you got to do is listen. Listen to what people say. You listen to what Barack Obama said when he was asked about running for a third term. He goes, you know, I wouldn't mind being involved, you know, having the ear of the decision maker, of the president, and being able to influence that way. That would be exciting for me. Well, he told us his plan. And you're going to tell me that plan's not working under Joe Biden, who is mentally compromised, clearly. I mean, everybody on the planet knows he's mentally compromised. All the, you know, all the leaders of the world, the entire world, look at America and they're just shaking their heads going, and this is a superpower? These are the people that we're, you know, using their dollar. You know, what are we, you know, we must be worse than them. And, you know, and we look to Joe Biden to negotiate these things. I mean, the only thing Joe Biden can negotiate is getting his son assigned to go negotiate money for the family. That's what he can negotiate. He has no interest in taking care of the American people. I mean, you know, you see what's going on with Bidenflation. Does he have any idea what to do about it? Oh, yeah, let's spend more money. Let's do the very thing that caused the inflationary uptick. And I mean, dramatic uptick. Let's do more of that than, you know, stop spending. Right. And somehow in Biden world, that makes sense when even in the world of a fifth grader would be screaming, going, no, that's a solution for an F paper. You don't get an A for, you know, F results. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And they're coming for us next, Bill. If they can do that to Trump, they can raid his house. We got those 87,000 new IRS agents who are armed, by the way.
They did, John. See, they did come. This is what people are missing. They did come for us. When they went after Trump, they went after us. They told MAGA Nation, you better behave. When they went after the J6, protesters, they went after the other 50% of America that said, wait a minute, we got a problem here. This stinks to high heaven. I can't even come to a logical, anecdotal conclusion that Joe Biden was legitimately elected. I'm sorry. Please, you know, Bill Barr, anybody, give me the proof. Give me the proof that Joe Biden got over 80 million votes, 10 more, million more than Barack Obama.
Compare any Biden function to a Trump rally before Trump has even announced he's going to run. It's standing room only. These rallies are huge. This is another thing people on the right who are on the fence don't understand. It's the same argument now can be used against them that was used against the libertarians back in the day. You're going to split the vote. Trump's base is the biggest in American history. You're going to split the vote if you're on the right, just strategically. At least get a Republican in there, and Trump's the way to do it. Don't split the vote, because Bill, you're dead right, man. They already have come for us. My point was just it's getting worse. I know you saw Project Veritas. They came out with that, you know, the FBI whistleblower who leaked the domestic terrorism symbol guide on militia violent extremists. Now they're calling people who use Revolutionary War imagery. It's like, what? Mm-hmm. Like a Gadsden flag? This is extremism? A Betsy Ross flag? You know, the flag with the stars in a circle instead of the 50 stars. I've got that up in my house right now. Ted Cruz had one of these symbols on his boots, and these are the extremists? That's you're right. They already are coming for us, but they're coming after us even harder now with the Biden administration. Mm-hmm. That we need somebody who's going to bite back even harder. That's what Trump has proven. He's a fighter. And now after this FBI raid, it's like he's on steroids now. That's the guy I'm fighting for.
Well, you got to bully a bully, John. That's what you have to do. And people look at Joe Biden with his mental incompetency and everything else like he's, you know, just, Uncle Joe and all this guy. I mean, look at him. I'll tell you, John, I hate to put it in these terms, but this is what I've discerned about Joe Biden with all the shenanigans, the lying to the people. I mean, he's not even making mistakes. He's just flat out lying to the people time and time again. You know, he is flat out evil, John. He's evil. And people think that, oh, he's just good old Uncle Joe that likes to sniff young girls' hair. No, this guy is a hot mess. And he's the president of the United States. I'm sorry. I mean, you know, look at, for years we heard that Donald Trump was the illegitimate president. We heard it from elected officials, from the attorney general, the now attorney general of New York. Okay, so see, their perception is Donald Trump is invalidated. He's of no value. Yes, they're very scared and threatened because of the people, and they should be, because the way I look at it this way, John, and you and I have discussed this before. God is the one that selects leaders, and I have to yield and say, okay, Lord. You know, you selected. I'm upset. I see what Joe Biden has done to this country, what he's done to our Constitution, what he's done with our relationship with you. And maybe on one side, the plus is it's causing people of faith to run to God, you know, and saying, God, you know, 2 Chronicles 7:14, we're repenting. We have sinned because of this. And that's why Joe Biden is president today in the midst of everything that's obviously unfair. It is the days of, of Isaiah when he said when that which is evil would be called good, good is called evil. I mean, you've got an attorney general of our country, you know, turning the law upside down on its head. And it's a continuation and an attack consistent for 5.5 years against Donald Trump. Everybody related to anybody that appreciates Donald Trump, they're after us. And it's not just Mar-a-Lago. It's every conservative household across the country. So, you know, even to the point that laughably I told people the other day, I said, you know, probably play it safe is go ahead and re-register and change your party affiliation to Democrat just to give yourself some sort of full cover, you know.
Well, even people on the left have to see what happens when you put somebody like Biden in there. I mean, gasoline's up 44%. Electricity was up 15%. Food at home was up 30%.
Exactly. But like you said, John, what's your preference? Having experienced Obama, Biden and Trump, I mean, look, I don't care how much people say, like I that column, you know, I wrote about said, who told you to hate Trump? It's like, oh, OK, all those good things. Who told you to hate being energy independent? Who told you to have your borders that the borders didn't need to be secure? Who told you that? Who told you that it could be wide open and we could still be America? We could be a better America if our borders were open. When there's evidence from everybody else, from the Cubans, from Venezuelans, you know, South Americans who come to the country and go, what are you guys thinking? This is the first thing that happened to our country. They opened up the borders. We got overran. Our country, Venezuela, one of the most prosperous countries in South America, gone. 1,000% inflation. People are eating out of the back of trash trucks. And here we are. I mean, boy, the signs that are very similar to what happened to these communist countries, these countries that got overrun by socialism and communism, John. Boy, they're knocking on our door here. And in some cases, they're not even bothering to knock. They're just walking in.
That's wild. That's wild, Bill. I say to the people on the left, man, just come to our side. Let's get gas back down. Let's get food prices back down. Let's get law and order back here. Let's just come over to our side. We forgive you and we'll embrace you with open arms.
Because, John, what it is, our side is really about being American. It's not a Republican or Democrat. It's the red, white, and blue. It goes back to those first principles of what America and this great American idea is for you, for me, for everybody, regardless of party. We need to come together and be united against this powerful antithetical force. John Fleetwood, thank you.
$29 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
South Korea's president on Friday pardoned Jae Lee, Samsung's electronics de facto leader, who served 18 months in prison after being convicted of bribery and embezzlement. The pardon will allow Lee to lead the company again.
Faithful adherence to the rule of law is the bedrock principle of the Justice Department and of our democracy. Upholding the rule of law means applying the law evenly, without fear or favor.
Attorney General Merrick Garland on Thursday working damage control after accusations of a weaponized FBI against their political opponents surfaced Monday. Former President Trump said late Thursday the warrant authorizing the FBI to search his Mar-a-Lago residence in Florida should be publicly released. The problem, many legal experts believe, is that Mr. Garland will not release the probable cause portion of the warrant. USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We're trying to connect with Dr. Danny Huerta from Focus on the Family. He is the Vice President of Parenting and Youth at Focus because we want to talk about, it's back to school time, and there's lots of things to deal with. Now that we got the CDC, we got some new guidance coming out that seems to be reasonable, and the attitude of the CDC, which I think is positive, is we want to keep the kids in school. Okay, so we've gone through 2.5 years of experience, got a lot of data here, and it just seems that maybe, by the grace of God, some wisdom is starting to come into the public school system. But, you know, there's lots to deal with, not only dealing with, you know, the COVID issue, but all the other things of, we've had summer, and now it's how do we create that smooth transition from summer to back to school, right, Danny?
That's right, Bill. Yeah, thanks for having me on the show. Appreciate it.
Hey, great to have you here to talk about this because, it's been tough for the last couple of years for kids, and we've got to get them, back up to speed. I know the educators are looking at this because they know they've lost a couple of years of time, and our kids have taken a hit here. And, I think that this has to be an all-out effort as kids are going back to school. And, parents need to get involved to help
get the kids back up to the starting line. You know, they're starting, you know, at a deficit here, Danny. And I think that we as parents need to do what we can. In fact, it was interesting. I was interviewing one gal. She's an international anchor. A great story about her mother that raised three kids. One went on to be an Oscar nominee, another a very successful professional businessman, and she had to raise these kids after her husband and son died in a car accident when they were visiting their homeland, I believe it was in Nigeria. And what the mother did was, in anticipation of the school year, is she tutored the kids, you know, ahead to give them a leg up so that when they went to school, they weren't getting caught, you know, with new information without any kind of warning. I thought that was a brilliant idea, Danny.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we want to prepare our children with the worldview, with a certain mindset as they're going to school. One thing we need to be careful with is saying, hey, you missed out on these 2 years or this was a bad thing. Really, that's a subjective opinion on a tough time. And what we want to do is create an ability to be able to see the opportunity ahead. That happened. And these are the things that were challenging. And maybe have your kids share that. What has been challenging along the way? And what opportunities lie in front of you that I can come alongside of you on? And let's help our kids start off with some good habits. I mean, as simple as that. Whether they go to sleep at a good time, they prepare for the next day, good habits, being able to engage with God's word and prayer and how that actually prepares the mind for the next day, being prepared the night before with things being in place so you don't have a chaotic morning. Just those simple habits and life skills begin to create a lowering of stress so that they can be present with what's happening each and every day. And then something I've been doing with a lot of families this year so far is having them put a highlighter right in the middle of their kitchen table and then talking about what do I tend to highlight? And just go around the table. What have you tended to highlight today? And we tend to highlight the negative things, the things that went wrong, the things we want to criticize, all those different things. But then what is it that we want to actually highlight? And what does God call us to highlight? And that's the noticing the masterpiece of His creation, the people around us, noticing what he's up to, and really paying attention to that. What are we thankful for? What is it that I need to grow in? What life-giving correction did I receive today that I need to pay attention to? How can you go around the table and talk about the things that are important to highlight as a family?
Idea.
And that could be just a highlighter right there at the table.
Well, I love that idea because I was going to ask you about how we need to be more intentional about listening to our kids and communicating. And this helps to do that. It helps facilitate that. Because what I am hearing from parents, Danny, is that the stress level has gone up. And the only way to release that stress is you got to be able to, you know, you got to communicate. And yes, I'm glad you're saying about, you know, praying to God. You know, pray to our Father. Our Father understands. This didn't catch him by surprise. He knew exactly how this was going to happen, and he knows what's on the other side. You know, God will give you your marching orders, but it starts with us, you know, communicating. And for some families, Danny, who have not, they're not used to this, this might be a quantum leap for them, you know. And so you might have to help them to say, okay, let's just take baby steps here, you know. I understand. I don't want you to go around and really start thinking all of a sudden we're going to be reading five chapters of the Bible every night when you haven't been doing it, you know. But little steps at a time, right? But be intentional in knowing, okay, what is it that we want to accomplish, just as you laid out?
Yeah, and how we are interpreting life. That is so important to reinterpret and talk through the fact that everything has more than one way to look at it. And God says, hey, I have faith, hope, and love for you to look the world through. And that's that, helping our kids reset to that. One of the things that we've done in our home for the last several years is put Bible verse cards into, I have one in my lunchbox and our lunch bag, and then my two kids as well, now 19, 17, they do look forward to having that verse and that quote in their box. We sell it at our store here at Focus, and I'm sure you can find some on Amazon, our e-store as well. It's just the verses that are already put out there. And what I would encourage you to do is, as you put those out, just see how the Lord works through those. I've had a few come into my background going, man, I needed this.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
That's the thing that blows you away, is that, you know, your wife's thoughtful enough and she's led by the Lord and the Holy Spirit to give you that verse, and you go, oh, man, how did you know? Right?
Yeah. Her kids have said the same thing. Dad, Mom put that in my box, in my lunch bag, and, man, I needed to hear that, and they've kept some of those, and sometimes we'll put them at the kitchen table. And then have somebody read that out loud. It's just one verse. It's quick.
Yes.
But it's just keeping our minds, on Jesus. And that's what it talks about in Isaiah 26:3, right? He keeps him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him because he trusts in him. We truly trust in our Heavenly Father, even in difficult times. And right now, this school year, it's a great reset to create the right habits that are going to help create health.
That reset's a great word, and that's what you do with the Word of God. Whenever you do it, you know, if you do it several times during the day, if you do it morning before you go to school, you do it at lunchtime, you do it again as you come together at dinner, you look to Scripture, and like you said, it doesn't have to be anything all that involved. Maybe it's just a verse, some verse that came out and something that you gave to one of the kids, or mom got it and said, wow, this really spoke to me today, and that resets everybody. And this is the thing about that's so powerful about the Word of God, that's living and effective, isn't it?
It is. And we need to arm up, because the reality is there are a lot of kids struggling with social anxiety. There's a very real deal that kids can be mean, and some kids have anxiety going into that world. And so we want to be attentive as parents and listening and being compassionate, having grace, and saying, hey, let's go for a walk. Tell me what's happening. I want to know, and I want to come alongside of you and then figure out the pieces that can be resolved, and the other pieces where you just need to really equip your child on how to handle them with confidence and also knowing that there's support, that you're going to listen and grieve with them.
And as you say, Danny, so appropriately, this stress is, you know, what happens to the kids happen to the parents. I mean, we're protective. And when we see our kids hurting, we hurt too, right?
We do. And what an invitation for us to come in and be able to speak life into our kids. Let's build life-giving families this coming year. And as you go to work, see it as an invitation. Model that so your kids can see school as an invitation.
He's the Vice President of Parenting and Youth Department at Focus on the Family. Danny, where can the people go for more information and to get the resources that you were talking about?
Yeah, come to focusonparenting.com. Focusonparenting.com. We'd love to come alongside you this year.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing?
Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Make around $200.
Wow, that's serious cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PAID. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PAID for a $5 bonus.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Real treat for you. Yelena Popovich is joining us. She's a writer, director, and producer of a must-see movie. If you missed it at the box office, it was an award-winning box office hit titled Man of God, and it's now released on video on demand, DVD, Blu-ray. If you haven't seen it, you need to get yourself in front of this movie. It's an incredible story. This is all about the widely venerated Greek saint, Saint Nectarios of Aegina. Yelena, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
How did you come across this story? I mean, this is true. I love this story, and this is one, you know, this is like one of so many hidden gems that are out there that need to be told. How did you come across this story?
Well, thank you for your kind words. Even though I'm an Orthodox, Eastern Orthodox Christian, I didn't know much about him until 2012, when my father had passed away in 2011, and I was I went for the memorial a year later, and I just after one day after Mass, I saw a book about him, and I kind of heard about him. So since I like reading about the saints. It kind of gives me courage and inspiration. I bought a book thinking I'm going to go back to Los Angeles. It's a long flight. And it really spoke to me on a very personal level. His story, maybe because my father was in my thoughts, and my father was somebody who was a righteous man who was prosecuted because he was righteous. He was a civil engineer in ex-Yugoslavia at the time. And he wasn't... you know, he was working for a big company, but he wasn't willing to do anything unethical to further his career. And because of that, the superiors didn't like him. And then they'll come people, the workers, they love working with him. And then they brought him on the false charges to the court, and the six false witnesses, they basically fired him from his job. He ended up getting a small job where he worked in a small factory where he worked until he retired. He never complained. A lot of people complained, including a lot of people in my family, thinking he was too honest and too righteous, but I always admired him for it. And maybe because of this connection, because St. Nectarius, like many other saints, but particularly him, he was prosecuted also by his own, he was prosecuted also within the church by those who weren't, I would say, living by what they were preaching. And St. Nectarius was really a man of God, somebody that was a priest of the people. People loved him because he truly cared. He truly was holy. He was willing to sacrifice for others, and that aroused jealousy amongst those that are not willing to do that. And he was unfortunately prosecuted and persecuted until the rest of his life. So I kind of had a connection to that story, and I felt it was a story to tell nowadays, especially when I feel the faith is something that's very much needed. It's always needed, but especially in our times when there are a lot of difficulties, and the church is going through a lot of difficult time, regardless whether it's Eastern Orthodox or Catholic. We all have
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
So it's I think it's a good time maybe to tell people not to give up on their faith, to understand the value of faith, and to basically hold on to that, and as it's something that can give them that inner peace and ultimately salvation that we're all obviously believe in. I believe in that, in resurrection, and you know, and it's something that is the only thing that makes sense. Anyways, we're all going to go one day, so in my opinion, the most logical thing is that there's our Lord Jesus Christ who has conquered death. That's something that makes our life worth living, and it makes suffering making sense. You know, otherwise nothing makes sense if that's not the case, in my opinion.
Yeah, without a doubt, I would agree with you. Your father's story blesses me, Yelena. I mean, this is a bonus for our audience. I mean, we're hearing about St. Nectarius, but, you know, hear how your father, in a lot of ways, and I can understand why the life story of Nectarius touched you on that flight back to Los Angeles, you know, knowing your father the way he did, that, you know, there are people of integrity who hold on to their faith. They believe in God at all cost. They will not cheat. They're not going to steal. They're honorable people. And though people, even their own family, like you said, well, guess what? Jesus' own family didn't understand him either. You know, and he also told us that, hey, look, guess what? They persecuted me. They're going to come after you. It comes as part of being a family, being, you know, a man of God, being a family of, with God. This is going to happen. And here we are in modern day America, and we're seeing the same thing, right? I mean, really, there's nothing new under the sun. Not a whole lot has changed, right?
No, I think it's every year. Absolutely. I mean, for us, we live in these times, and definitely there are a lot of problems. And I think the faith, I think there is, if I can say that, there is almost like a war on God or something.
Oh, there is. There, you know, that absolutely there is. Yes,
and,
exactly.
And exactly. So it's I think that and I think it, these people they're doing that. They're really targeting the weak and those that are not strong in faith. And that's why I think films like these hopefully will help those that are suffering the most, those that are not sure that they're trying to find a way, but maybe they can easily be manipulated or vulnerable to things that will actually destroy their life, you know, because I did this honestly to share something that has helped me, which was my faith. I know what it means living. I actually experienced it. It's not something that I just read or I believe. I actually lived it. If it wasn't for my faith, I wouldn't even be alive today.
Well, and this is the aspect of this movie, Man of God. This is going to encourage people of faith. It's like you don't know until you know. And this is why stories like Saint Nectarius, like I said, this is one of those golden gems. And part of, you know, I believe that the reason God gave me this radio outlet and this network is so that we could tell stories like this to encourage the faithful. And especially now, as you say, there's definitely a war on God, and it is intensifying. I mean, we see what is happening. I mean, here we live in America, and this is, you know, I'm in America right now, and you're overseas right now as we're having this conversation. But but here in America right now, a nation that was founded as a nation under God. As Ronald Reagan says, a nation that no longer is under God will find itself gone under. And we start to see the bricks are falling, and the country, its ideals, that light on a shining hill is starting to implode on itself. And the key element of this is that America's government and leaders have turned their back on God.
Unfortunately, that's the case. There was another saint, a recent saint, Saint Pisces, also Greek, who said, if I didn't believe that God has a last word, I would lose my mind, basically.
Oh, yeah,
so
right.
I do believe that he has the last word, and he's in charge, and maybe he has allowed some things to happen. Maybe there is going to be some kind of a surgical intervention. But ultimately, that's what I believe. I'm speaking for myself. I think that's why it's very important to hold on our faith and to be examples even to those that around us. Because without that, and I agree with that, unfortunately, things don't work out. We've seen civilizations. We even have, even if we don't talk about the Bible or the Word of God, we also have historical proofs that there were civilizations that were extremely developed even before us, many thousands of years ago. And in all of different nationalities and religions, everything has been recorded. They were very intelligent. They were highly technologically developed. And because of the moral decay,
exactly,
they basically disappeared. So hopefully this is just... we got to hold on to faith and hold on to our values. Because of those around, for everybody and for this world.
Well, and as you said, God has been clear. I mean, if we are, as Billy Graham said, in the last of the last days, and you start to see these signs that give you evidence of the things, the warnings, you know, the harbingers that we've been warned about by the Apostle John in the book of Revelations, all this is starting to play out. Now, if we are... I mean, we're on an inevitable road. You know, sooner or later, we're going to get to the final chapter of Revelations. And it is this process that we're going to get through. And the challenge is, can we remain faithful? God has warned us, said this is what's happening, and we're starting to see this unfold. And it causes us to pray all the more and to be blessed all the more when we hear stories, the true story like Saint Nectarius, who encourages us. His faith encourages us. You watch the movie, and he's Jesus-like. I mean, he really is reflecting the glory of God, is he not? And we've only got about 35 seconds. Seconds left here, and so Elena, congratulations on the movie. It's now available, video on demand, DVD, Blu-ray, Man of God Home Entertainment. You can stream to your heart's content and be blessed most incredibly, and I would say even supernaturally, because of all the great work of Elena Popovich and her team. Elena, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.